All right. We're already standing, so let's greet Father Fred. Begin our celebration with "Here I Am to Worship."
Sing something when I'm done talking to everybody, and right before, so we'll have like a second hymn. Whatever you have prepared next, we're going to do. Okay, so be ready. I just want to do a little bit of a warm up for the mass. Okay, a lot of times we go to church on Sunday, and today's not the case. You've been warmed up, children of God, all day long. You've broken away from your normal routine. out of the procession. So, anyway, a lot of times we come to Mass on Sunday, most of the time we're not warmed up for Mass. Everybody's rushing in, they park in the parking lot, run over a couple people, rush into the door, get in and get the back seat. Oh my gosh, every back seat is taken, so I guess I go up to the balcony. You know, I can't take those front seats. God love you. Are you sure you're Catholic?
You're Catholic.
You're sitting in the front row. Okay, yeah. So what happens is we're never really warmed up for Mass. Like, we never get, you know, I think it's awesome that the music team had 10 songs ready for us to sing before Mass started. The only problem is Father wants to get home. I have to get up tomorrow morning and have Mass. And, midnight Mass, it's like, I was up at 4:30 this morning. So we're not going to.
You're all right.
We're going to get moving here. So anyway, we've never really warmed up. So I'm going to get you warmed up for Mass, even though you've been warmed up for the retreat. So story goes, I don't know which great big football game it was. I think it was a college football game. Okay, maybe Auburn against, who's Auburn's biggest?
North
Alabama. Carolina, huh? Alabama. Auburn and Alabama. It was, I can't remember what game it was, but it was one of those games, and the underdogs were probably Alabama. And they were down, and the game is going terrible, and then they went in halftime, and the coach inspired the team, and they came out from behind, and they, in the last second, one of the guys, the game is like, 26-26 if you can have a game with that kind of a score. But anyway, there's like 2 seconds left, and he kicks the field goal, and the fans went wild, and they ran down onto the field, and they just started ripping up the AstroTurf and taking it. It was so awesome; they wanted to take a piece of the game home with them. And when they got finished, the half the field was ripped up, and there's this great big holes all over the field. They got so excited about the win. Well, I think that when we come together to celebrate Eucharist on most Sundays, it's like, oh my gosh, I want to see some excitement. I want you to tear up the carpet and take it home. We've got to replace it every Sunday. Amen. Are we ready to worship? Are we ready to have something happen? That the Holy Spirit's going to come down on all of us, and we're going to be so excited about what happened. We want to take a piece of it home with us. And Father Ron will come in on Sunday morning and say, what happened to the carpet?
We can take balloons instead.
All right. That might be better. We'll take the balloons. We won't be choking. So, are we ready to worship?
Amen.
All right. Let's stand. We're going to sing a second opening hymn, because singing gets us ready. All right? Praise to the Lord. He who sings, praise twice. He is exalted. Let's exalt our Lord Jesus, who's here in our midst. Wherever two or more are gathered in his name, he's there. He's here.
He is exalted. The King is exalted on high. I will praise him. He is exalted forever, exalted and I will.
Praise him, he is exalted, forever exalted.